Okay, that's a bit of a joke, I know, but anyway. So now let's start some meditation. That's what we're really here for. So if you can get yourselves nice and comfy. It is important to learn how to relax. Oh, good. There's enough chairs for everybody. There's always chairs on the other side. And those people who are really selfless, you don't mind what other people think of you, you can always sit in that chair over there. No one's had the guts to do that yet. One of the days they will. Are you going to? Okay, good old Drew. He was our past president, so he's most welcome to sit on there. Good on you. Okay, someone take a photograph of him for evidence. Thank you, Drew. So, now, you made me laugh. That was great. So, now close your eyes. And with the eyes closed, this is a time for some peace and stillness. And to be able to get that peace and stillness, we need a combination of two qualities, mindfulness and kindness. When those two become strong, it's very easy to relax the body and then relax the mind. And I use that word relaxation very carefully. This is not an indulgence, this is a very powerful way of stilling the mind and stilling the body so things start to disappear and you find a great deal of peace. So first of all, you start with the body. It's easier with the body because you are more used to your body than you are to your mind. So first of all, how are your feet? How do they feel? It's like getting in contact with them. So much of the day I'm walking or talking to people, eating or having a cup of tea, I don't pay much attention to my feet, except when I start meditating. Check in with them. Sometimes that when you do retreats, you can become so sensitive just walking on a carpet or on concrete or on grass. The feelings are just so full. You can be able to pick up so much. Shows your mindfulness is increasing. At the moment I can feel the pressure on part of my feet on the cushion. I'm sensitive enough to be able to feel that really clearly. That shows that mindfulness is increasing. And also I'm kind enough to make sure that my feet are comfortable. If not, I can move them. And if I don't move them, adjust them, you find that during the middle of the meditation, you can have some irritations or pain which disturb you. So I'm aware of my feet, kind to them, and relax them to the max. And even just doing this with my feet, I usually am aware next of the delight of relaxation. I've been relaxing my feet for years, and so it's very easy to get them to be so at ease sitting here. Then I move up to my calves of my legs. So sometimes people call it a sweeping meditation because you're sweeping your mindfulness up your body. But it's not just sweeping just to cover areas, it's with kindness as well. Any area which is stressed, aching, in pain, pause there. And go inside there. Just imagine you're just going right into the center of the disturbance rather than trying to escape from it. And from the center, you can actually radiate your kindness and relax so many muscles and ligaments, bones, whatever, which are under stress. It's like you take off all pressure so they can relax and heal. And I go further up to my knees. If you've had any injuries there, aware of the ache, the pain, no need to give it a name. Sometimes the names make it scary. Just know the feeling and see what it needs to relax it, to make it less tight. And you will usually find that what relaxes feelings in the body is what we call in Buddhism kindness. It's being kind to it. You're not wanting it to heal, you're not wanting it to get worse, you're not wanting anything. Like you're opening the door of your heart to that experience, allowing it to be with no fear. And then when it relaxes, healing begins. And then go up to your thighs. I'm going quite fast now, but when you do this at home, any place you want to pause, please pause as long as you want, until your body feels really comfortable. Go to your thighs, relaxing them. And go to my butt. Always pause there a little bit because there's pressure between my body and the cushion. I've got to make sure the cushion's in the right place and the butt is as comfortable as you can get it. It's a strange thing, but even though that feeling is quite pronounced right now, of the feeling in my butt, because it's comfortable enough, I don't need to adjust it anymore, I don't need to fidget. It's a constant feeling, sensation. It soon disappears. I soon don't notice it anymore. When things don't change, they usually disappear. And then I go from my butt to my waist. And the comfort of my waist really depends upon how I've got my back configured. So this time I always give a stretch. That's how I want to relax my waist. If you want to lean back on a chair or lean forward, you find what's most comfortable for you. One of the reasons we have our eyes shut when we meditate, because we can't see what other people are doing. We're making sure that our standard is what is comfortable for us. When my back is comfortable, I leave it alone and go to the inner part of my body, sweeping up inside my torso. Because there's a lot of important organs. The digestive tract. There's lots of other organs as well, but I just sweep up, and if I find anything, I don't know what its name is, anything which is stressed, tight, aching, pulsating, uncomfortably, I pause there. I don't try and diagnose, you know, what this might be. I just pause there and learn how to relax. Mindfulness offers you feedback so you know how it feels afterwards. If it gets better, less tight, you're going in the correct direction. If it gets more stressed, more tight, you're going in the wrong direction. It's as simple as that. The trial and error usually teach you how to relax small parts of your body, even parts of your body in like your stomach or your intestines. You can feel them, therefore you should be able to relax them. and from the stomach to the lungs, and my heart. The liver and kidneys and stuff in the back. Feel as much as you can. And give so much kindness. It's like your body says, you notice, you care about us. Thank you. And if there's any ball of pain anywhere, just imagine it expanding. Because when things expand, they get less dense, like water. It becomes from a heavy drop of water to a mist, to a cloud, to just humidity, which you can hardly see as it expands. And then I go up to my shoulders. And I found it useful to contemplate the simile of my shoulders being this bunch of strings on either side of my spine at the top. And they're being pulled apart by some invisible demon or something. And my job is to relax both ends of those bunches of strings, to let them go, loosen the tension. Because that's a great image for letting go. When you pull off into the future where you want to be, when you're dragged back in the past with all the stuff which you burden your mind with, and there's nothing pulling at you on either direction, when you let go both ends, then the present moment becomes very delightful, peaceful, relaxing. Like my shoulder blades. And I go down my arms, even though I very rarely find any tightness or tension there, I do it anyway, just to check on all parts of my body. And to the fingers, I say this every week, that the fingers aren't comfortable. But when I actually check on them, I find that as a truth. I didn't see it before. Every week I don't see it until I go and ask. And then I make sure those fingers are put in a really comfortable position where they feel good. Check both arms, make sure they're at ease. Now when parts of the body are at ease, I know because it doesn't just feel comfortable, it feels delightfully comfortable. There's like a pleasure in it. And then I go back to the shoulders and to the neck, because I notice any aches or pains in the neck or the shoulders are often due to my head not being properly balanced on its top. So you may see me, if you did open your eyes at this time, usually moving my head to the left and the right, forward and back, until I find an optimum position for my head on top of my shoulders. And that makes the neck relaxed. If there's any irritation inside the throat, sometimes that you can just give it like kindness. Because that care relaxes everything. And then lastly, I go to the front of my face. The muscles around the eyes and the mouth and the nose, if you wish. Because when they are tight, that's a sign that my emotional world is tight. and I relax those muscles around the eyes, mouth, nose, then my emotions relax too. And again, through practice, many years of doing this, I only have to even think just very quickly the word relax, and I can feel the sensations in my face becoming really at ease. This relaxation is happening. Muscles which were tight are now loosened. Things which were closed are opened. And the face feels different. Feels at peace. And then I go to the whole body. Like joining all the pieces together. I may have missed some. But now I look at the whole body sitting here. And if any part of the body still needs some attention, I would always give that attention together with kindness. So my whole body is relaxed to the max. And I know that because it feels so at ease. And you find the pleasurable feeling, the delight of a body at peace. When you find peace, even in your body, it creates delight. When peace is developed in your mind, it's even more delightful. And that's our next job. How peaceful are you right now? Having attended to our body, now we attend to our mind. And its quality of peace is a very useful way of getting in touch with your mind, with its quality of peace or disturbance. So how peaceful are you? From 1 to 10, 1 really peaceful, 10 quite agitated. Don't add good or bad or anything like that, that just complicates things. Just to know the state. And to see if you can find out what makes your mind more peaceful. What is the cause of calm and stillness? I ask the question, but I also give you the answer because it's helpful. Present moment awareness. The past, whatever it was, is not helpful right now. If you want to think of the past, you can do that afterwards. But right now, be here. As for the future, you're rightly concerned about your future. But if you are concerned about the future, Remember, your future is being made right now. This is the only time you can do anything about your future. So creating peace and delight and wisdom right now is the greatest gift you can make for your future. And when you find enough peace that this present moment is delightful, then you don't have to put effort in to maintain awareness of the present moment. It's so delightful, so enjoyable, peace. Once you have enough of it, you don't want to go anywhere else. And the other thing about peace, please keep it silent. It's like the words don't really belong with peace. They try to capture it, but never good enough, and they disturb the peace. So see if you can enjoy the peace in silence. And if you have meditation objects like the breath or whatever, they will come up by themselves in their own good time. I'm now going to be silent. When I speak again, it will be close to the end of the meditation. So it's getting close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? What's it like inside? When you are peaceful, is it delightful? How delightful? And when you come out of the peace back into your body, how does your body feel? I'm pointing out these questions because they should reveal that it's a very safe, very comfortable, very positive experience. And it's really peace. The body has got no tension in it at all. Everything is at ease. Much healing happens here. So we'll now ring the gong 3 times. And when the gong finishes sounding for the 3rd time, please come out of the meditation. Now we usually have to turn over from one channel to another channel on the IT. And please, Conrad, if you could let me know when it's turned over.